Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome back into Mining Stock Daily. We have a corporate update today. Once again, welcoming in from Nucor Gold, CEO Mr. Luke Alexander. Hey, Luke, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Trevor. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. It's nice to get back and to see some more drilling results out of the Enchi Gold Project. Before we get to those results, let's just take a quick look and get your thoughts here. Gold and silver having a little bit of a rebound on another somewhat volatile day. They say this is a bounce here in the major markets. The bounce is, I don't know, I'm not necessarily impressed, Luke, in the major market bounce, but gold and silver are bouncing. That's more impressive. Gold at 1777, silver 2262, both on the futures basis here. Luke, this, you know, the junior miners are mixed bag, but the metals itself seem to be doing what they should be doing. If I could ask you to put on your former banking hat, give us your thoughts here.
Yeah, I think when we look at the gold price and the precious metals, you know, including silver, we've obviously seen some fear come into the market the last few days with some of the stuff going on with Evergrande out of China. That's kind of spooked the markets. And, you know, it's nice to see that gold is serving its place in the market, which is, you know, when there is fear, ultimately people tend to gravitate to gold. So it's nice to see that we've had that reaction the last couple days.
So it was a nice day to put out some drill results. Unfortunately, the market isn't necessarily rewarding Nucor for them, but positive drill results nonetheless out of Enchi. A lot of these coming out of the Suam deposit, including the deepest gold mineralization to date drilled at Enchi. So before I get into it, Luke, why don't you kind of walk us through the results today?
Yeah, so Suam, as many of you'll know, is our largest deposit area, about 725,000 ounces. And today we released a relatively small batch of results, about 3,600 meters out of 11 holes. But it did continue to highlight what we've been talking about, which is ultimately lots of opportunity for us to expand our existing resource along strike, as well as up dip and down dip from previous drill holes that we had. And we also got some deeper holes below Suam as well, which you highlighted where we had some good mineralized intercepts as well.
You are getting deeper into the sulfide zones here a little bit. With these sulfides, about 1 gram per ton over 15 and a half meters here. Yeah, out of this deposit, is that typically the type of mineralization you're seeing at the sulfide within the sulfides?
No, with the sulfides, part of what we're ultimately looking to do is target where some of these feeder zones are. So we've talked in the past about some of the nice higher grade results we've had at NIAM, some of the higher grade results we've had at Boeing. We have had some good higher grade results at Suam as well. And what we're highlighting in this release is just the depth of the mineralization. 0.98 grams over 15 meters, 2 grams over 6.6 within that, down at about 350 meters below surface. So it's really highlighting the depth of the mineralization. And now it's a matter of us continuing to focus in on where these higher grade shoots are. And again, you know, over the last number of months, we've talked, Trevor, and we've started to hone in where a bunch of these high grade results are. And then within some of the shallower drilling that we did as well, if you look at hole number 71B that we released, you'll see that within that we had over 20 grams, over 1 meter. So again, you know, those are the kind of high grade results that we're looking for across the property and looking to do a bunch of follow-up drilling on that. If we go back to the results we put out in July, obviously we had some nice high grade at Boeing as well, 95 grams over 2 meters, 13 grams over 1 meter. And then we've talked in the past about NIAM, how down at the deepest holes we've had there, hole 45 and 47, we had over 5 grams between 7 and 9 meters. So those are the kind of feeder zones that we're ultimately looking at doing follow-up drilling on.
And it is worthy to note that those feeder zones are pretty well outside of that pit boundary that you've got your last resource estimate on. And so you're continuing to show increased ounces on top of that resource. How far of a step out do you take it, further outside of that to where those, you mentioned that 71B hole where that was that 20 grams per ton over 1 meter. How far of a step out do you continue to go with this thing here, Luke?
So with the stepping out along strike, we typically step out, you know, 100 to 200 meters at a time. And, you know, we always kind of describe the step outs that we're doing along strike as much lower risk exploration, given all of the, you know, understanding that we've got of the geology and obviously the continuity that there is along strike at our different deposits. So at Siyum, for example, we stepped out along strike about 600 meters on Siyum Ridge, and then down at the southern part, at the Siyum extension, we stepped out about 400 meters there, and those will typically be 100 meter step outs at a time, and ultimately continuing to extend the overall strike at all of those areas. And then what we'll do is, as we have positive results, we'll go and put additional drilling into those areas so that we can get enough density of drilling to basically wrap a resource and wrap pits around that. We've talked again in the past about, you know, Boeing, how we've extended mineralization there by about 1.4 kilometers on a pit constrained 2.8 kilometer resource. So added about 50% to Boeing. Here at Siyum, we've added about another 1 kilometer with the drilling that we released. And we are also in the process of stepping out into that 2.5-3 kilometer gap area at Niam and Quachikrum. And we'll get some results out on that gap area in the next couple of months here as well. So really it's focusing on all of our resource, as we've talked about in the past, and looking to add mineralization at all of those different deposits.
You have released assays for 316 holes. Excuse me, you have results for 316 holes. I don't know how many you've released. For about just over 54,000 meters out of the 90,000 meters total drilling campaign. So you're more than halfway through this thing. You know, Luke, give us your take here. Given where you are with this drill campaign, what has been a real key takeaway that maybe has surprised you the most out of this? And how does this kind of set you up, you know, for future drilling here, knowing that, you know, this thing's going to come to an end here in the next few months?
We'll be drilling right through Q1 of next year. So, yes, you've highlighted we've released results from about 54,000 meters. So that's about 60% of the total drill program. So lots of results to come out over the next 6 months as we continue to assay the results that are at the lab, as well as obviously we've got an additional 20,000 meters of drilling yet to complete. So in terms of you know, things that we've been, you know, pleasantly surprised with, obviously the continuation of mineralization in the shallow oxide and transitional zones. We've been very happy with that. We've been very encouraged with some of the higher grade results that we've had that we think are starting to highlight where some of these feeder zones are that we see at other deposits along the Sefwi Bibiani belt. So we're feeling very encouraged about that as well. And one of the things, I guess, that we're excited about is that we are going to be drilling some new targets for the first time ever in the next couple of months. So with the goal of ultimately highlighting that, yes, we've got four deposits, but we've also got other areas on the property that could start to add to a resource over time and really get to that kind of 3 to 5 million ounces that we've talked about. So one of the areas that we've talked about, Trevor, is Siyum South. It's right down at the southern end of our property. We've completed 2.5 kilometers of trenching down there, and we're in the process of getting a rig down there, and we will be drilling it for the first time ever in the next few weeks here. We've got about a 25-hole program planned down there, and our ultimate goal is to make a discovery to add to the overall kind of drill success we've had across the property. Other areas like Tokasia, there's a past producing mine there, and there's an active artisanal operation there that's been mining since the First World War on a high grade vein down to kind of 200, 250 meters. That's another area where we will be looking to drill for the first time ever in the next few months here. So that adds to obviously, you know, a bunch of the low risk exploration, stepping out along strike that we've been doing, as well as starting to hone in on some of these high grade zones.
That is really exciting to see some new, hopefully new discoveries on the project, because that could go a long way. And you kind of briefly mentioned it here, Luke, and my follow-up question was, do you have enough drilling resource allocated? Let's say you do make a discovery in a few of those areas to really follow up on it and start building it out. You did mention that briefly, but how much in the coffer do you have available, or do you have resources to expand drilling past 90,000 just in case you want to do some more follow-up drilling?
Yeah, so 90,000 is kind of what we outlined with our current budget. We could push it beyond that a little bit, but if we just take a step back and look at what we have remaining from a drilling perspective, we've got an additional 20,000 meters of drilling. I mean, that in and of itself is a significant program. I think one of the things that's important to remember is, I mean, 90,000 meters would be one of the biggest drill programs out there for a company of our size. So when you look at 20,000 in relation to 90, it may seem small, but 20,000 in and of itself is a very large program. When you look at, you know, Siyum South, for example, that 25-hole program will represent probably about 3,000 meters. So in relation to that 20,000, it's about 15%. So, you know, there's lots of meters there for us to drill. And, you know, wherever we have success, we will be doing follow-up drilling in those areas.
All right, Luke. Well, we'll probably be following up with you again next month, as you are very consistent putting out drill results.
Always said, Trevor, we'll aim to get results out every month, and we try to put them out in batches, so it kind of highlights one aspect of the project. So that's what we did here today with the 3,600 meters of drilling that we had results back from at Siyum.
All right, Luke. I appreciate your time, and we'll see you again. We'll see you again in a few weeks.
Great. Thanks a lot, Trevor.
All right. That's Luke Alexander, CEO of Nucor Gold, again, trading on the TSX Venture with NCAU and on the OTCQX with NCAUF. Most of you know they are a sponsor of the podcast, and I am also a shareholder. We'll be right back with some more market commentary here on Mining Stock Daily. Stay tuned. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak to a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.